Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with this long hadith about Ibrahim alayhi salam and Makkah al-Mukarramah and the origins of the stay there, of the stay of Ismail alayhi salam and his mother Hajar alayhi salam. So continuing with this riwayat and other riwayats that are linked to it, another narration has it that Ibrahim alayhi salam went out with Ismail alayhi salam and his mother. They had a water skin filled with water. Ismail alayhi salam's mother, Hajar alayhi salam, began drinking from it and was therefore able to suckle her child until they reached Makkah Mukarramah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left her beneath a large tree and then left to return to his family. The mother of Ismail alayhi salam followed him, and when they reached Qada, she called out to him from behind, "O Ibrahim alayhi salam, with whom are you leaving us?" Imagine leaving them there all alone, going away, there's no people, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing, no vegetation also, no means of survival. Now she's perplexed, she's surprised, he didn't say anything, he didn't explain to her also, command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves her and he's going, and now she's following him until they reach a place called Qada. And when they reach this place called Qada, then from behind now she's asking, "With whom are you leaving us?" He replied, "With Allah, I'm leaving you with Allah." She replied, "I am pleased with Allah. I am happy with Allah. Allah is enough for me. I don't need anything else." This is how a Muslim thinks, how a believer thinks. She returned and continued drinking from that water skin and was able to suckle her child until the water was depleted. She thought to herself, "I should go to look around. I might find someone." She went and climbed Mount Safa. She looked all around to see if she could see someone, but she saw no one. When she descended down into the valley, she ran and went to Mount Marwa. She ran several times between them. She then thought to herself, "I should go and see what has happened to my child." She went and looked and saw that he was as he had been, on the verge of dying. She was worried and said to herself, "I should go and look around. I might find someone." She went and climbed Mount Safa. Now this is the love of a mother. Mother, the love of the mother, Allah Pak, is left such. The mother is willing to lose her own life, willing to sacrifice her own life, but cannot see the son or the child or the baby suffering. Now this was a suckling baby. Ismail alayhi salam had not yet even reached the age of 2. How we know that? Because he was still suckling. She was small, young child, young baby. She was on the verge of dying. She was worried and said to herself, "I should go and look around. I might find someone." She went and climbed Mount Safa. She looked all around to see if she could see someone, but she saw no one. She did this 7 times. She then thought to herself, "I should go and see what has happened to him." Suddenly she heard a sound. She said, "Help me if you any goodness." Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared. He struck the ground with his heel and water gushed forth. Ismail alayhi salam's mother was astonished and she began gathering the water with her hands. And she saw water, so she quickly started gathering that water with her hands, building like a small, as we explained, like a small wall around it with sand to try and protect that water so the water doesn't flow away. Now water is very valuable, like how nowadays people find bread so valuable and people find milk so valuable. It was difficult to get, still a little bit difficult to get in some places. So it's something that's valuable. Can you imagine water, means of survival in that place, how valuable it is? So just to quickly try and secure that water, she built the small sand wall around it. And then the narration goes that he then narrated the hadith in full. That hadith went on in full in Bukhari Sharif. We did the rest of the hadith. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of bringing that level of iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his whole family. What lessons we take from here? These are the days of Hajj. The lesson we take from here is that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was willing to give everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. So now and then if we have to lose something, we have to give up something for the sake of Allah, we must be happy. Nobody can, people can loot and they can take everything, but can anybody just take and snatch away our iman? So iman is the main thing. A person has got iman, he's got everything. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shows us that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimate. Everything else is below that. So this is how a Muslim thinks. He looks to see, what does my Allah want first? And then he looks to see that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us and taught us to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then last he looks to see at his convenience, his ease, everything. So at the beginning is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when the command came to put the knife over the throat of his son, after so many years, Allah ta'ala had blessed him with a child. And now having a child and having to leave that child and sacrifice so much in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the same child helped him to build the Kaaba Sharif and we did the whole incident. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the child is able to move around at that age, when the father has so much of liking for the child, Allah Pak is commanding him to sacrifice the child, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we learn is that we must be prepared to give up everything solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still be pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore sometimes if you have to give up a few rands, give up a few cents, sometimes a person gets a little bit sick, it doesn't matter. If it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are happy at every condition with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the message of Qurbani, this is the message of these days, of this ayyam, these Mubarak days that we are going through, is that message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimate, the command of Allah Pak is ultimate, and we are happy with whatever the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.